You are listening to the Piedmont Report, a podcast specializing in music, past and present, from the Piedmont region, along with tips for vegetable gardening and sustainable living with your host, Mudcat, and wildlife biologist, Catherine Dudek.
So good to see everybody. So good to see everybody on the mountain. Down in the valley, you're gonna read just what you know.
Hello, good people. This is your pal Mudcat coming to you alive and well from Decatur, Georgia. This week, our guest is Emily Diane Stillwell, and she's brought some beautiful songs for us. But here's Blind Willow McTell from his very last session with Ed Rhodes on your Piedmont Report.
Everybody. So good to see everybody on the mountain, down in the valley. You're gonna read. Just what you
I ain't in no hurry if you ain't.
I ain't no hurry.
That's right. I just want to let you know.
I wasn't. Baby song.
Remember, baby, it must be loved. Tell me, honey, tell me, please, is my lover hard to please? I'm getting groggy in my knees, baby, it must be love. I find a feeling oozing up my spine to my head like cherry wine. Make me think the world all mine, baby, it must be love. Well, I hear church bell ringing, I see visions clear. I hear those birdies singing. Good and well, there's no bird in there. Then I don't like your shirts and ties. They don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, it must be love. King of six. Maybe a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, king. Make you give up everything. Every time you feel that sting, baby, it must be love. It made a preacher lay the Bible down. Made a rabbit hug a hound. Made King Edward give up his crown. Baby, it must be love. Well, I hear church bell ringing. I see visions clear. I hear the birdies singing. No darn well and no birdies in there. Then I don't like your shirts and ties. They don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, it must be love. Baby, it must be love.
Pretty good. Have you feel right around this? Baby, come and go with me. If you feel right roundless, honey, come and go with me. I'm either going to South Georgia, I'm going back to Tennessee.
What are you gonna do when they send your man to war? What are you gonna do when they send your man to war?
I ain't gonna do nothing, child.
You're gonna drink muddy water, sleep in a holla la
la la la.
I ain't got nobody, I'm all here by myself.
Been by myself a long time, yeah.
I ain't got nobody, I'm all here by myself.
Yeah, good as I am, I'm by myself.
The men don't care, but the women don't need me.
I told you, but you're right.
I'm going to the river, gonna wipe it up and down.
I believe I'll do that too.
I'm going to the river, gonna wipe it up and down.
Oh, don't play that thing, boy.
But I'll find my baby, I'm gonna jump overboard and drown.
George, I know he's crazy.
It's a hateful famine and a mean old engineer.
Oh, sing it for me.
Took my good man away and left me standing here.
Bad, 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 bad.
Now I'm leaving women. Please don't spread the news.
Spread it, cause I don't want no.
And it's hard to be, oh, it's the best of yet. It's the best of yet. Won't everybody know, it's the best of yet. That is how some people are born, and it's tight like that. You taste hated cusses, you leave fat and flat. Oh, it's the best of yet. It's the best of yet. I want everybody to know it's the best of yet. Uncle Phil came home with his arm in a swing. Got some messed up and tried to cut the pigeon wing. Your gal last night, just about in, running down the street with your best friend. Oh, it's the best of yet. It's the best of yet. I want everybody to know, it's the best of yet.
Baby, shake it, baby, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, baby's in the cradle, brother gone to town. Sister in the dining room, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, just messing all around. Daddy's on the housetop, and it won't come down. Da 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 da. Chicken walking across the yard, picked up a rock and hit a chicken hard. Now you know, chicken is dead. Baby's in the cradle and the gravy's on the bread. Da 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 da. Walking down on Market Street, pretty women, men all do meet.
gotta shake your shoulders, shake them fast. If you can't shake your shoulders, shake it. Da 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 da. Walking down on Margaret Street, rumming till them caught all in her feet. She bent down for to rub her leg. You know the same thing struck her in her. Yes, yes, yes.
Look here, mama. Look at sis. Out in the backyard doing that twist. Come in here, dirty sow. Trying to shake your shoulder, then you don't know how. Da 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 da.
My name is Emily Stillwell, and thank you for listening to the Piedmont Report. This one is called the Tornado Song, and you know how in Georgia rain falls down in buckets and people just kind of go out and look at it no matter how messy it gets. But I was living in Columbus, Georgia at the time, in like a raft guide house. And there was a tornado, and I certainly didn't have a basement, but it was a creaky, nasty old thing, so I just kind of went around town like nothing was happening, and I went somewhere else and wrote the song, so. Following this storm, setting on my porch, I awoke to the hail tapping on my window. I fall back asleep while in wake dreams I of this tornado that's gonna knock out all my teeth. Maybe I'm just worried your shadow won't darken my door. Could be something more. Everywhere close their doors. No cellar here beneath my floor. The trees are creaking, the house is trembling, so am I. Take my bicycle down the street.
some other place I might rather be. This nasty storm will rage on as it will, you'll see. A whirlwind takes me, I'm hit with debris. Maybe I'll land in a field or the sea. Maybe found by some company, maybe. Following this storm, sitting on my porch, longing for something more, same as ever. Flying doves smile beneath the rim of your head. Fingers play your old guitar. Your voice that sings sounds a sweet name. I am longing for your eyes, and you sing to me of the love of another. I'll pretend it's me at your side. Maybe you'll see me as some secret lover. What did I have seen you tonight? And you will be kissing me so while, run my fingers through your hair. And though you've got to hit me for, I can wait around till you're there. And we'll fall underneath our favorite tree, share all our favorite stories. Love, it is never a waste of time, no waste of yours, no waste of mine. And you'll sing to me of the love of another. I pretend it's me at your side here. Maybe you'll see me as some secret lover. Would that I have seen you tonight, and you will be kissing me slow while, run my fingers through your hair. And though you've got to be going, I can wait around till you're there.
Song's Blackheart Moon. It was my earliest one that I held on to. I wrote it when I was about 18. Blackheart Moon, don't fall too soon. I gotta save my lover from his short doom. Blackheart Moon, don't fall too soon. My baby's heart was just about to bloom. He don't believe, he don't believe, he don't believe, he don't. Blackheart Moon, see my breath than your life. Save me from whatever around the bend hides. Black heart, moon, whatever may unfold, tell my father up above to shave his shoulder. He don't believe, my baby don't believe. He don't believe, he don't believe. He don't believe it, don't believe. I am gonna leave one day. Sun does come.
Emily Diane Stillwell, live here at Hoopo Acres with her songs The Tornado Song, Swing, and Black Heart Moon. Before that, we heard Prince Moore with the Market Street Rag, recorded in 1936 in New York but unreleased. Prior to that, Curly Weaver and his good buddy Eddie Mapp on a harmonica, recorded in 1929 in New York City. Of course, those fellas here are from Atlanta, Georgia. And that song was It's the Best Stuff Yet. And prior to that, we heard Ruth Willis with Blind Willie McTell and Curly Weaver, I'm Talking to You Women About the Blues, recorded in 1931 right here in Atlanta. And we began the program with some Blind Willie McTell from his last session with Baby It Must Be Love. But now, it is time for your farm report.
This is wildlife biologist Catherine Dudek with your farm report. With the unexpected home isolation many are experiencing, lots of folks are now spending time out in their yards preparing for spring plantings. But with yet another warm winter, at least in the southern Piedmont region, numerous animals are breeding earlier than usual this year. Before you start to cut back some of the trees and shrubs that will shade out your work zone, please check for active bird nests. While we typically think of songbirds constructing nests high up in trees, many species nest much lower. If you have a marshy area or pond nearby, be on the lookout for red-winged blackbird nests. They're typically ground level to only 4 feet up. Northern mockingbirds and brown thrashers usually select hedges that are less than 5 feet tall. For species that utilize cavities instead of open nests, these will be found much higher. Therefore, before any very tall trees are pruned or trimmed, it's best to have a certified climber check for active nests. Tufted titmice often use old woodpecker cavities that are roughly 35 feet high. Great crested flycatchers have been known to nest 20 feet off the ground, while white-breasted nuthatch nests can be found anywhere from 5 feet to 20 feet. All birds native to the United States are federally protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Among other points, this means it is illegal to interfere with actively nesting native birds. Most songbirds have a short breeding season, with many laying eggs and then teaching the young to fly in under 2 months. If the tree isn't a safety hazard, leave it until the young have fledged. If the tree must come down, request authorization from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service before work is done. They can allow you to take any displaced babies to a licensed songbird rehabilitator. Happy planting, y'all!
That wasn't the one.
That wasn't the one?
Oh, that's a good one, but that wasn't the one. The one you you were playing with something about a man and his wife.
Oh, you must, let me see, I don't know which that one was.
Hit him with a rolling pin underneath his chin.
Oh, you're talking about, that was Blue Heaven.
That was
Blue Heaven.
All those good verses.
Yeah, that was the last edition of it. That was the last edition. There's been another edition added to it. You know, on the kind of, it wasn't long enough at the present time, and we gang put another edition to it. You like that second edition, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I'll play it all the way through and play that second edition. She want to listen. She want to listen. She want to listen. Days are winding, love birds ending. Back to the shelter all, nothing but love. Night shades falling, love birds keep calling. Back to the shelter all, nothing but love. When the whippoorwill call, and the evening is now, I hurry to my blue heaven. Turn to the right, see a little white light. And we'll lead you to my blue heaven. Still smiling face, a fireplace and a cozy room. And then a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. It's Molly and me, and the baby make three. We are happy in my blue heaven. Turn to the right, see a little red light. We'll shine it in my blue heaven. Find a cottage bare without a chair and a bottle of wine. Then a peculiar face upon the pillowcase rests a form divine. Just Molly and me, they ain't gonna never be three. Call me careful in my blue heaven. Me and my old lady, everybody called her Sadie, couldn't get along so well. Why you always hear me yell? She and I made a bargain. Woman, why in the heck don't you stop so much arguing? And I'll just yell at home. Make me want to ramble and roam last Saturday night. How we turned out the lights and how we did fight down in my blue heaven. Found a rolling pin right up under my chin and a brick or two. I went and did get woke, my jaw was broken, both eyes were blue. Just Molly and me, mother love made three. They whipped hell out of me down in my blue heaven.
You put them last verses on?
I put them last verses on now.
That's great.
You know, it wasn't long enough. When Gene Austin wrote it, it didn't make it long enough, you know. He had plenty long enough, but he had other music, you know. And so we just put those other buses on there. It was all show boys, you know. And so I figured out the addition to it and fixed it up. Just like Beelumbum. It wasn't long enough. We've made it, but it was more music. And then it wasn't enough words. And so we made it longer.
I never heard that one.
You never heard that one? Well, you will hear it just a minute. Let me wet my throat. And you will hear it. See, my throat stays dry, you know. Dick, you aware of the car? You aware of it, ain't you? That's what I thought.
down in Memphis, Tennessee, lived a girl named Jenny. She run an east shop on the block. She'd always kept a good gimme. That was a mule, it was a tadpole shield. You couldn't resist by trying. Every time you pass her door, you'd hear Miss Jenny crying. Oh, my beelum-bum, come in to see me when you had none. Made a dumb man see a lame man run. You'll miss something when you don't get none of my beelum-bum. Oh, my beelum-bum, best beelum that upset Tennessee. Every day about 10 o'clock, go down to the station. Folks that come in town, she'd give a little invitation. Every day from noon till night, how's you keep them selling? Beetle 'em hot and beetle 'em cold, you can hear Miss Jenny yelling. Oh, my beetle 'em bum, come in and see me when you hear none. Cause they ain't built small and not built wide, just built up in a medium size, my beetle 'em bum. Oh, my beetle 'em bum, best beetle 'em that rocked old Tennessee. Heap. The gal I love, she won't stand, she love homebrew and tardy. Every time I take her to a fancy ball, she'll flirt most everybody. Then I took her out Cadillac ride, out to the fields of glory. Tried to make everything pacified when the pledge all was over. Then you took me to a home, sat down beside the door. Didn't keep raining and I couldn't go home. You both flew right across the floor and you talked all right. Talked all right. Then you hugged and kissed till you made me sick. Ringing and twisting made me lose my beetle-um-bum. Come see me when you had done. Cause you don't have to hurry and you don't have to go. Get a little bit, you'll want some more, my beetle-um-bum. Oh, my beetle-um-bum, the best beetle-um that popped up in Tennessee.
You got with me, girl, I met you. You got with me, girl, I met you. Lord, ain't got no key, got no reel. Lord, ain't got no reel on path. Lord, got no deal, ain't got no reel. God no dig it, God no. Feel all my troubles, baby. Keep my trouble eating down. Feel all trouble, baby.
Yes, yes, I'm gonna tell you this, not a little bad, my friend, this time. And I sit down.
Bush from 1948, My Husband Just Now Left, and before that, Allison Mathis from 1941, recorded in Fort Valley, Georgia, You Gonna Quit Me As Good As I've Been to You. That's a question mark at the end of that. And before that, Blywood McTell with My Blue Heaven, a little talk about drinking, and Beetleum Bum from the new release of the complete final recordings of Blywood McTell, which you can find on Frog Records. DGF88 is the catalog number. And of course, Catherine Dudek gave us a report about spring and nesting birds. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We have a little more here. In fact, Emily Diane Stillwell has a couple songs here she's going to share with us. And then we have Miss Connie B. with I Will Trust in the Lord, and Flora Moulton with Eleanor Ellis is going to close out the program with The Lord Will Make a Way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all stay safe. Don't forget, Mudcat loves you. Happy planting, y'all.
My baby gone and left me. My country makes me weep. Why don't we find mercy's feet? I can't make no money. They're still trying to take it from me. We're war and war in vain. Fight for greed and shame. Oh, we all the same. Just look to your brother. You give him your blame. My sweet misery. Oh, sweet misery. Come take my sorrows. Leave me be. stand, they'll knock you down and rob your very dignity. Oh, it's so funny, really thought you'd succeed. They'll stand before him someday. We will see who bleeds. Our sweet misery. Oh, sweet misery. Come take my sorrows, leave me be. Chasing you around for some time. I've been waiting for a time to call you mine. I don't see it changing. I wonder why it pains you to be kind to me. I held your picture and you. Wonder if she'd wonder made this dress. Started to sing for you like to hear me. Started to sing and you silenced me. If you find my love, won't come home. Send my body down that old black river. Send my body down old black river. I remember the sun rising over his hill. I followed the horizon for find his face. Love means to me something different, I guess, so I'm just gonna have to eat his loneliness less and less each day. If you find my love, won't come home. Send my body down that old black river. Send my body down the black river.
There was a church service going on at my church, and everybody I spoke with, they were coming back telling me what a great person this speaker was. They said everybody was receiving the Holy Spirit. He was laying on hands, and people were really receiving what he was giving. So usually I don't attend those type of services, but I was curious, and my mind kept saying to me, you know, telling me to go to see what it is, that maybe I'm missing something. So I decided to attend the service. And I went down to the church that night, and he was preaching, and he was calling people up for him to lay hands on. people were going up, and practically the whole church went up except me and a couple that were sitting on the pew behind me. And I was just sitting there with my arm folded, trying to absorb what was going on. And everybody was up front, and I saw him come out of the pulpit. And he came down. He walked into the pew where I was sitting, and I could feel his pant leg brushing against my pant leg. I never moved. I kept looking straight. And he was talking to the couple that was sitting in the pew behind me. He never looked at me. He never said anything to me. He never reached out to me. And then he turned and he went back up in the pulpit. And as the service was ending, you know, I was still confused. And I was still asking the question, Lord, is it something I'm supposed to get out of this? I don't know. Nothing has led me to go up, and I don't know how I'm feeling right now. I was more confused than I had ever been. And when I got in the car to leave the church, I was still asking that question, you know. And as I was driving up the road home, every time I touched the steering wheel, my son would pull my hands off the wheel, but the car was still going around the curves and all. And I was by myself, and I only lived like a mile from the church. And when I pulled into my yard, it's just everything just looked so quiet and so peaceful around the house. And I went in the house. I didn't want to turn the TV on. I just wanted to be quiet. I was so at peace. I felt so peaceful, so quiet. And I went to my room where I take my clothes off to go to bed. So when I got in the room and I was starting to undress, the question was still in my mind, but a voice spoke to me and it says, I give my spirit to whomever I please. And it was so clear. And I looked around. I thought somebody else was in the room with me. And it said again, I give my spirit to whomever I please. And I said, okay. And then it said, I have given you something to do. And I questioned to myself, and like, what it is to go all over the world to sing. And it repeated again. And the peaceful feeling was still there. And then just a minute after that, it went away. And it's like I came to where I was in my own mind as if I had been someplace. And I just kind of said, okay. And so I didn't share with, I've only shared that with a few people because I think it was meant for me to see if I would follow and use what he had given me to do. And I did share with my pastor to ask him why didn't I get the urge to go up like the others and why did the minister come down and stand so close and not say anything to me. And he told me, he said, because he knew that you already had what you needed. In the back of my mind, I've always felt that there was more that he was wanting us to do past what we've already done. One day, I was reading some scriptures, and I saw it was in Revelation, and it said in there about they had heard about murmuring and all going on, but there are a few of you left. Strengthen that you have. And that scripture became encouragement to me over the years since the group had gotten smaller and nobody was coming forward, that I would strengthen what I have. All I have left is me. So I will strengthen that because I felt that it was something meant for me to do, to see what I'm going to do. And on my way down here to the first recording session, I was thinking to myself and pondering over some of the same thing I just said. And the voice spoke to me again, and it said, what are you going to do with what I've given you? And that really confirmed in my mind and to me that I am doing and using what he has given me to do. I am strengthening what is left, and I will use what I've got. And I feel that I know I must go forward with this. There's something that left in me that he needs for me to share with the world.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to treat my neighbor right. I'm going to treat my neighbor right. I'm going to treat my neighbor right until I die. I'm going to treat my neighbor right. I'm going to treat my neighbor right. I'm going to treat my neighbor right until I die. I'm going to treat my loved ones right. I'm going to treat my loved ones right. I'm going to treat my loved ones right until I die. I'm going to treat my loved ones right. I'm going to treat my loved ones right. I'm going to treat my loved ones right until I die. I'm going to treat my enemies right. I'm going to treat my enemies right. I'm going to treat my enemies right until I die. I'm going to treat my enemies right. I'm going to treat my enemies right. I'm going to treat my enemies right until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Like a ship is tossed and driven, battered by the angry sea. When the storm of life is raging and the fire is fall on me, Lord, I wonder what I have done. Lord, it causes grace so hard to run, but I say evil is present on earth.